I would probably go along someone like a Neil Warnock type manager, an old trusted one. It doesn't utilize a lot of money, doesn't use a lot of money, but seems to get players playing. And I think, unfortunately, I know there's a lot of good young coaches out there, good ex-players that bring back to the football club. But I think the Blackburn Rovers at the moment need a rebuild. It's at the moment it's like a Lego set, and the top bricks have taken off, and we need them back built back up again.
So you feel Warnock's someone who could give the place a real shake-up, just bring his own brand of energy of football management to it, and perhaps give the squad something that they've never had before.
Yeah, I think so. I've spoke to a few ex-players and around on the way that players are today, and they're all mollycoddled for me. Players are mollycoddled because they're earning a lot of money, a lot more than coaches, so the coaches can't give them advice anymore. They don't tend to listen, and it's kind of strange because the top coaches, top players talking to these players, if they listen, they might get somewhere and they might earn more money, and that's the thing. And so you need someone in there to kick a little butt, shall we say, and hopefully strengthen it up and get things organised, because I mean it's a great club to be at, it's a great club to work at, and you just have to look at the people that are in and around it. I mean, a lot of people still work in a football club that worked there when I first went in the 90s. So for me, it's got to be rebuilt again and help these people that are working inside the club.
Would be an interesting fit, wouldn't it? Neil Warnock working with the Venkies. I mean, the Venkies are very, very few and far between do they come to the UK, but it would be an interesting fit, bearing in mind people might link it to Neil Warnock at Leeds United, and he had Ken Bates to work with there, and it didn't work. But in terms of Warnock as a manager, his results have their own track record, don't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. You're looking at these guys and you're looking for people with track records, as I said, that can work with nothing really and pull rabbits out of hats. That to me is a decent coach. If you can get 20% out of players in the team you've got, I mean, a team of Blackburn finishing 15th, the next season, if a manager came in and finished 14th, I mean, that's progression. There might not be a lot of progression, but it's a little bit of progression, and that's what you've got to look at. And people of the last 4 or 5 managers that we've had, I mean, trying to pull rabbits out of hats has been quite difficult for them because of the circumstances. And I think someone needs to know what their budgets are, and clearly. And if you're doing that, I mean, Gary Boyer, I think, had his hands tied as well. And you look at that side of it, he done a what I looked at was a fantastic job with doing nothing but took the club as far as he could. And that, I mean, that's sometimes you can do that, you got to move on. And that was Gary's time. And you thought, well, Paul Lambert coming in, this looks good. But unfortunately, to me, it just seems to have gone backwards. And so someone like Neil Warnock going in there, you do question working with the owners in that sort of category. But if you allow him on the grass with what he knows, and if the owners turned around and says, look, this is your budget, nothing, that's what you've got to work with. There's a lot of managers who will still take the job, there's no doubt about it. A lot of good managers, but hopefully we get the right one.